Greetings, my friend. So today I'd like to introduce you on Divine Light Ignite Day 20 to something that I consider to be quite a crucial tool in my own meditative practice. Those kinds of meditations where work needs to be done are quite difficult to manage. Because on the one hand, in order to do the work, you need to be in this place this place where your ego isn't driving the process, the place where your mind isn't analyzing and working and thinking. You need to be in this open, creative place where you are available for inspiration and guidance. But at the same time, there is something particular that you want to achieve. Perhaps there is something you're trying to understand, or perhaps you need input from your guides or whatever it is. So how do we achieve this dichotomy? Well, one way, of course, of achieving it is to work with somebody, to have a to work in a partnership. This is why people come to me for my healing modalities, for me to guide them on the journey of soul reintegration or whatever it is they're doing. That's one way of doing it. Certainly, probably the easier way of doing it, because then there's one mind focused on the process, focused on the goals, focused on getting to where we need to go, and there's another mind that is in this open and receptive state that is allowing itself to know and feel and be inspired. So the one is the healer and the other is the healed. But you don't always want to have to go to a healer every time there is a need to do some work, some deep inner work. So how do we do this? Well, I find it's very useful to have certain tools. And one of the tools I've mentioned in passing to you before, and we've kind of had a brief look at it, is what I call the garden of the heart. And the way the garden of the heart works is that instead of experiencing yourself to be here inside your brain, I mean, mostly we feel like we're somewhere here behind our eyes. It's a trick of the illusion of this place, because this is where our cerebral cortex is focused. It feels like we're there. So what you do is you move yourself from there and you move yourself into your heart chakra, and you find yourself arriving in an imaginal space, which connects you then with the astral. So you create a space in the astral. And you are actually creating this space. But in creating it, it's also that it is always there. It's a curious dichotomy. You arrive and it feels like you're just seeing what's there. And because it's not the ego personality that's creating the space. So you invite your divine creative self to create a space. And you want that space to be sacred. It's your divine sacred workshop. So for most people, a place that is beautiful and welcoming and feels home and natural and safe is a garden. For me, it's quite similar to this garden. It's just much bigger. And there's much more going on in my sacred inner garden. So you go into your garden and you see what it is. Now, for some people, it's not a garden. It's colors, lights, and they'll just, see patterns and shapes and geometric patterns and crystalline structures. And some people don't see, they feel, they know, they have sensations, emotions, feelings, deep knowings. We're all different, and what we find in our garden is going to be different for each of us. But I unfortunately can't lead you using the specific terms that relate to your experience. We have to use some generalized terms. So you're going to have to do a little bit of adaptation as you go. You're going to have to find what it is for you and work with what it is for you. But all that said, I'm going to nonetheless take you into your sacred inner workshop, your garden. Now, this garden really is a very special place because there's all kinds of stuff there. That's where you can go and meet your guides. It's where you can go and meet your own past lives, where you can do contract work with other spirit beings that you're engaging with. You can come to understandings of the roles that are playing out in this life. It's really an amazing special place, as I've said right in the beginning, this for me is a crucial tool in being able to do my own spiritual work. So I'm going to take you into your garden. I'm going to show you how to get there. And I'm going to do this once, because from here on out, there are going to be the next few meditations are all going to be in the garden. So in the next few meditations, I'm going to say, get yourself into your garden. And then... So, let's get into the garden that you know how to get there. Please set yourself up in your meditative position, sitting or lying or doing whatever you're doing. Arrive in your body. Feel with your body. Love your body. Gratitude for your body. Deep breaths to your diaphragm, letting your diaphragm stretch and expand. Sighing out the tensions in your body, letting them go. As you start to become present to the pranic energy, that cool, fresh, healing something that you are now able to draw with your breath, begin to draw the prana up into your brain, up into your cranial cavity, filling your brain and bathing your brain in this beautiful, fresh, clean pranic energy. As you do, so your brain starts to displace and release the old blocked, stuck energies, the old thoughts, the old patterns. And you breathe them out. Let them go. Replace with clean, new, fresh pranic energy. Replace with healing, with light, with love, with novelty, with a willingness to have new thoughts, new experiences. Clean and fresh is very comfortable and healing, very relaxing for the brain. To let go of all that old gunk, the old thoughts that somehow we keep rethinking, just let them go. And so with all of this relaxing and releasing going on in the brain starts to say, oh, wonderful, let's send a signal down through the brainstem, down the spinal cord, out into the whole neural net and tell the whole body, this is so wonderful. Do this with me. Relax, body. Release, beautiful container, beautiful form. Let go, divine friend. Surrender. And so your body receives this message from the brain and it begins to comply. Your body relaxes and surrenders. So you begin to feel as if your body is getting heavier. All of the muscles in which you are in control of normally get limp and relax. And you surrender to gravity. Now's when you notice how important it is to have been aligned before you enter the meditation. If you are properly aligned, your body just sinks into its own footprint. So you can move your awareness down from your brain to your heart. Become aware of your physical heart beating in your chest, this beautiful organ that just thumps away all day, all night, the whole of your life, doing its job, pumping its blood. Oh, what a marvel. And so you begin to breathe prana into your heart muscle. Gratitude and love for your heart, for all the beautiful work it does. Drawing the cool, fresh, healing energy into your heart brings healing and love to your heart. And you begin to access your heart chakra, the place of feeling and emotion. The outer heart chakra where we process our emotions. Where there is so much that is unprocessed that can also now begin to be replaced with prana, fresh, clean, cool, healing, loving energy. Breathe prana into your outer heart chakra and allow yourself to release and surrender these old, blocked, stuck, sticky emotions. The frustrations, the angers, the hurts, the irritations, the fears, the pains, all of them. Breathe prana in. Breathe out whatever will be released right now. Let it go. Keep doing this until it starts to feel a little bit lighter. Not everything will be released right now. Release what will. As it starts to feel a little bit lighter, so you can find yourself beginning to access your inner heart chakra, the sacred divine connection. The connection to the center of all things that you find in the center of your being. Deep within that place where you connect with God. And as you allow that sacred inner heart chakra to begin to open, so divine unconditional love begins to flood into your being, into your heart chakra. And depending on what's there, on what's blocked, on what's stuck, you will either feel a lot or a little. It might be quite overwhelming, or just a trickle of something really beautiful and joyful. Let it be what it is. You are where you are. You are on your journey. Where you are is perfect for now. As you continue your journey, so your experiences will change. Be where you are. Feel what you feel. Allow the divine light to flood into your heart. Allow your outer heart chakra, front and back, to open. It floods out like a beam of light shining from your outer heart chakra, front outer heart chakra. It shines into the world. Unconditional love goes through this portal that you now are into the world. cycles through the world. It reflects through the mad, crazy, chaotic mirror of the world. Every part of the world is reflecting you back at you. And it begins to recycle back, and you receive it in through your rear heart chakra, and you return it to God, to center, to source, to all that is. And the pattern is established. The inner heart chakra is open. The outer heart chakra is open. You can begin to move into your heart chakra. Begin to arrive in the garden of your heart. Give yourself permission to try different things on. Because really, this is the meditation today. Until you are done, you're going to simply be in your garden. Allow yourself to play. Imagine the garden. See how that feels. See what you get. If you say, okay, I'm in a garden, I'm imagining, then what do you imagine? Are you standing? Are you sitting? Are you on the grass? On a beach? In a forest? In a jungle? In a clearing? On a mountaintop? Imagine and then feel. Does that work for you? Do you like that? How does it feel to be in your garden? Is it welcoming? Do you feel safe? Do you belong? Or, no matter how you try, you can't quite imagine a garden. A garden's not quite right for you. You're in a space of just feeling. Energies and emotions and things that can't quite be labeled, just feeling. Or seeing things, sensing things, knowing that there are colors and lights, objects around you. Or it's just warm, safe, and dark, and you belong. Whatever it is for you, my friend, is what it is for you. Let it be that. Know that everything changes, including your garden. Each time you visit, it might be a little different. You might find yourself in a different place of the garden, and you might find it transforming. It might become something different. So there is so much in the garden that I'm going to introduce you to. You don't need to discover everything in the garden today. This isn't about becoming an intrepid explorer that maps the whole place. It doesn't work like that, and it's not intended for that. This is not a place of the mind. This is a place of feeling and being. So my invitation to you is to explore the garden by being. Find a place in the garden that feels welcoming and beautiful. It feels like you want to be there. And then be there. And instead of exploring the garden by moving around, be where you are, feel what it is, let the garden show you, feeling the energy of the space. There's such beautiful high energy here. Open yourself to it and know that the energy of the garden is your energy. Let it flow through you. Become aware that your normally firmly present boundaries, normally we feel like we end where our skin ends or something like that. Here in the garden, they're permeable. Here in the garden, the energy of the space and you are kind of one. And your energy flows through the garden, and the garden's energy flows through you. And then be present to what's around you. Trees, birds, animals, butterflies, whatever you find, whatever is here. Be in your garden, and tomorrow we will begin to do some work here in your garden. Until tomorrow, enjoy.